弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我想这个时候提到平安，应该是觉得特别宝贵。
I think as at this moment, when we mention about peace, we must feel it's so precious.
当我刚信主的时候，我听到这个，有弟兄姊妹讲平安呢，问平安的时候，我心里好像觉得很肉麻。
When I just believe the Lord, when I hear brothers and sisters greeting with one another saying peace, then I feel I have goosebumps.
但是我们今天就给我们机会经历到，处在这样的环境中，我相信平安是每个人特别渴望的。
But as today the Lord gives us the opportunity to experience and be under such circumstances, I trust that peace is what everyone is longing for.
愿主在这些日子，不管需要多长的时间，把真平安不但放在我们心里，也是在给我们在看得见看不见的层次，都得着基督的平安。
Therefore, in such time like this, we don't know how long it might be, but may the Lord not only give us peace, but may whether things we can see, visible or invisible, that we can receive the peace of Christ in us.
感谢主，还给我们一个机会，在一起寻求他的机会。
Thank the Lord still giving us the opportunity to seek Him together.
我们先有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayer.
天父，我们赞美、感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
你实在是差你的儿子从天上来到地上，
Truly, you've sent your Son from heaven to earth.
为我们这不配的罪人，钉了十字架。
For us unworthy sinners, he was crucified on the cross.
实在是叫我们不但得着了救恩，也得着了盼望。
So we do not only receive the salvation, but we also have hope.
你也给我们生命，给我们力量，来奔跑你所为我们预备的道路。
You've also given us life and strength to run the path you have prepared for us.
我们的一生的路，你都已经安排了。
And you've arranged all of our entire life for us.
虽然我们常常觉得不清楚，但是你实在是已经安排了。
Even though often we are not clear, but you truly has arranged.
但是我们需要你不断的启示我们，不断的光照我们。
But we need you to continue reveal to us and enlighten to us.
使我们真的认识你，真的进入你为我们所安排的那荣耀的途径。
So we can truly know you and also enter into the reality which is glorious way you have prepared for us.
我们不管是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都格外需要你的恩典，需要你的怜悯。
Each one of us especially need your grace and mercy, whether the one who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen.
我们就无依无靠的仰望、等候在你的面前。
Without any reliance, we look upon you and wait before you.
求你为着你荣耀的旨意的缘故，为着你儿子那完成浩大的救恩的缘故，施恩给我们。
For the reason of your glorious will and for your Son has really accomplished the great salvation, may you be gracious to us.
求你敞开天上的窗户，天上供应我们地上圣徒教会需要的话语。
Pray that you open the heavenly window and from heaven provide all the words to the saints and church which we need.
除非你说话，否则我们的心不能满足。
Unless you speak, otherwise our hearts cannot be satisfied.
除非你触摸每一颗心，否则我们的心就不能有什么得着。
Unless you touch each one of our hearts, otherwise our hearts cannot receive anything.
除非你将无限量的圣灵浇灌在我们当中，否则我们就不过是人的聚集。
Unless you pour down the infinite Holy Spirit amongst us, otherwise our gathering is only between men.
我们无依无靠的在等候在你的面前，
Without any reliance, we wait before you.
因为你儿子我们的救主耶稣基督已经升上了高天。
For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, has already ascended on high.
他是教会的头，他是万主之主，他是万王之王。
He is the head of church, he is the Lord of the Lords, and the King of Kings.
他马上就要来迎接圣徒，迎接荣耀的教会。
Very quickly, he will come to receive the saints and receive the glorious church.
愿主在你的怜悯中，使你在地上的教会能够被你成全，也能够荣耀你自己。
In your mercy, Lord, may the church upon earth can be perfected and glorify your name.
所以，求你向我们的心说话，
Do pray that you speak to our hearts.
除去说话的障碍，除去翻译的障碍，除去听话的障碍。
Remove all the obstacles of the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
愿你直接向我们的心说话。
Pray that you speak directly into our hearts.
我们谢谢你可以给我们这样的机会来仰望你。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity to look upon you.
愿你所成就的是超过我们所求所想的。
Pray that what you accomplish is far exceeding, far surpassing what we imagine and ask for.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen。
Amen.
好，我们就先读一处的圣经。今天我们是把以弗所书第三章整章把它读过。
Let's read a place of scripture which we will read through the entire chapter of Ephesians, chapter 3.
第三章哈，第三章。
Chapter 3 of Ephesians.
因此，我保罗为你们外人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles.
量毕，你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to your word.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
你们练了就能晓得，我深知基督的奥秘。
Whereby, when you read, you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒和先知一样，圣使徒和先知一样。
Which in the other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his glory apostles, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里，借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
That the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs and the same body and the partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel.
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ?
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
这是照神从万世以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们因信耶稣 就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑地来到神面前。
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
所以我求你们，不要因为我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory.
因此，我在父面前屈膝。
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of Lord Jesus Christ.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
我们过去一段时间一直在主面前寻求祷告跟基督身体的生活和神的荣耀的关系。
In the past, we have been seeking before the Lord about prayers, life of body Christ, which is in relation to the glory of God.
在以弗所书第五章讲到一个荣耀的教会。
In Book of Ephesians, chapter 5 talks about glorious church.
所以教会要被带到神荣耀彰显的地步，成为荣耀的教会。
Therefore, church has to be brought to the point in which God's glory can be manifested to become a glorious church.
所以有一个祷告是跟荣耀的教会被带出来、被成全有关系。
Therefore, there is a prayer which has to do with the church being perfected.
所以这个祷告应该是从神的荣耀先开始的。
Therefore, this prayer shall start with the glory of God.
也就是需要先看见、先认识或者先触摸到神的荣耀。
Which first has to see, to understand and touch the glory of God.
然后照着神的荣耀所带领的，能够产生祷告。
Then, according to the leading of the glory of God, which the prayer comes out.
所以参加这个祷告的人，他里面的人应该刚强。
Therefore, those who participate this prayer, their inner man shall be strengthened.
他里面的人不但是刚强，他的里面的人是向着神的荣耀的。
Not only their inner men are being strengthened, but their inner man shall be toward God's glory.
所以一个蒙恩得救的基督徒不但是尝到的被拯救的恩典，他的心应该逐渐被神吸引到荣耀的神面前，看见神的荣耀。
Therefore, Christian saved by grace, not only his heart should taste this salvation, but also his heart should be led before God to see God's glory.
所以当圣徒认识神的荣耀，或者遇见神的荣耀，遇见荣耀的神，并且在圣灵里面就使他里面能刚强。
Therefore, when the saints meet the God of glory, therefore, in the Holy Spirit, then his inner man can be strengthened.
所以这样的一个祷告的人， 它里面是经常被神的荣耀所触摸，它是经常被圣灵所这个，所圣灵所刚强的。
Therefore, in such person that he in his heart, he should be often being touched by the glory of God and also being touched by the Holy Spirit, so his inner man is strengthened.
而且不但是这样，这样的祷告的人，他应当是，不但是在基督里，基督在他里面是非常真实的。
So also for this person who prays, not only he is in Christ, but Christ in him is very real.
这个基督在我们里面不是凭感觉，乃是凭信心进入的。
That Christ in us is not by feeling, but we enter in by faith.
因为基督住在我们里面，我们才有办法在他的爱里面生根立基。
So it's only when Christ abides in us, then we can be rooted and have foundation in his love.
所以这样的祷告会是从里面，这个住在我们里面的基督来祷告在宝座的基督。
Therefore, with such prayer, it's that from the Christ within us, who dwells in us, and to pray up to onto the throne, onto the Christ who's on the throne.
所以我们就常常需要主教我们祷告。
So we need the Lord to often teach us how to pray.
当基督住在我们里面是非常真实的时候，主教我们祷告，那就非常的亲切，非常的真实。
When Christ abides in us is a reality, then when the Lord teaches us how to pray, it's very real and very intimate.
不但是非常真实，而且会向下扎根的，是那个像那个，如果是建房子的话，它的根基是越扎越稳的。
Not only so real, but also it will be deeply rooted, as if we are building a house, the foundation should be so stable.
所以这是一个非常宝贵的学习。
So this is a precious learning.
那不但如此，这个一个这样的祷告的人，他呢是能看见这个众圣徒是能看见神的教会的。
Not only that, the person with such prayer, he is able to see all the saints that is the church of God.
他不是光看见这个有一个教会的，就是外面看见的这个。观念上的看见，他是有一个愿意，因为他看见，而他愿意跟众圣徒、跟弟兄姊妹能够生活在一起，生活在主的面
His
前。
seeing the church is not only a concept, but because he has seen this, therefore he's willing to live together with all the saints.
这个情况常常是教会
But this
所缺乏
condition
的。
is something that church is lacking.
许多时候，我们蒙恩得救了，我们有一点学习了，我们就觉得我们可以独立了。
Very often that we are saved by grace and we have learned a little, then we thought we can be independent.
但可能我们忘记了，我们是主把我们与众圣徒放在一起，是一起要，就是一直到他的再来。那个他就是要在一起到他的再来，甚至到永世。
But often we forget that the Lord has put us together with all the saints, which has to be until his return unto the eternity.
那我们与众圣徒在一起，不是为了跟众圣徒在一起吵架。
And we are together with all the saints not to argue with one another.
我们与众圣徒在一起，是为了一同可以明白，或者说一同可以接受这个。接受这个身量上的长大。
When we are together with all the saints, is that together we can understand and receive the growth in life's capacity.
所以你会发现，如果我们缺少真正进入教会团体的祷告，我们的祷告就是不会太深。
Then you will realize that if we lack to enter into the corporate prayer life of the church, then our prayer will not be too deep.
这个不是批评的话，这是事实的情况，就是这样。
This is not to criticize, but it's a reality.
所以不但这个不会太深，而且负担也不会太重。
Not only not too deep, but also the burden will not be too heavy.
所以我们常常发现就是， 为什么为着教会的祷告，我们就会觉得好像没什么太必要？因为我们那个对教会的认识，对教会，神对教会的心意上，我们还需要被开启。
Therefore, we often realize seems like that we feel it's not so necessary to enter into the prayer for the church. It's because that we still need to be more opened up to understand the meaning of church.
但是这个被开启却又不能够闭门造车的。
But to be opened up toward the church, toward the understanding of church, we cannot just close up the door by ourselves.
所以我们是需要跟众圣徒经常的，可以说照着神所安排的，能够持续的在一起。
Therefore, we shall be with all the saints according to the arrangement of God to be often together with all saints.
那在一起的结果，就叫我们祷告是越来越深。
And to be together with all saints is the would result in that our prayers will be deeper and deeper.
为着我们自己也需要祷告，
We shall pray for ourselves
为着众弟兄姊妹需要祷告，
and pray for brothers and sisters.
为着神的心意在全教会的成就需要祷告。
And we need to pray for God's will be filled in the whole church.
所以这就产生长、阔、高、深的这样的一个生命和这种，就是一个生命和承受度量的扩大。
Then, which results in the enlargement of life and enlarging the capacity of life, which is the breadth, length, depth, and height.
所以跟弟兄姊妹在一起是很宝贵的。
Therefore, it's very precious to be with brothers and sisters.
所以跟弟兄姊妹在一起不是为着找弟兄姊妹麻烦。
Being together with brothers and sisters, not try to find each other's faults.
主把我们跟弟兄姊妹放在一起，是要把基督的身量能够丰丰富富的成就在每一位圣徒的身上。
And the Lord put us together with all the saints, that is to put the capacity of capacity of Christ to be fulfilled richly on each saint.
所以，当我们跟弟兄姊妹相处越深的时候，我们在主面前为着神的荣耀的祷告，为着基督身体的祷告，就会越来越深，越来越丰富，越来越能够照着天上宝座，或者是创世以前的心意所需要的祷告。
Therefore, the more we interact with brothers and sisters, then the more we will understand God's will and the prayers of the church, which can be according to God's will and also according to the foundation of the world when God created the world.
这时候，如果传福音的话，它不光是话语，它也是一个圣徒、他的教会、神的教会、一个团体的见证，能够显出他的荣耀出来。
So at this time, if we share gospel, then it's not only by words, but also it's through the saints, the testimony and the glorious corporate church can be manifested.
那当圣徒常常在一起的时候，就需要基督的爱能够充满圣徒当中。
When the saints are together, then we need the love of Christ to be filled among all the saints.
那圣徒在一起的时候，可以说，这可以各种想象不到的情况或者问题都会发生。
When all the saints are together, then there are all kinds of issues which surpassing our imagination will happen.
有的是叫人觉得圣徒在一起非常喜乐。
Some might make us to feel when all the saints gather, it's so joyful.
有的是叫人心里伤痛的，
But some will make our hearts sorrowful.
有的是叫人甚至要退后不前的。
And some might even make us draw back and no longer pursue.
有的叫人受激励，能够快跑跟随主的。
Some will encourage us to press on, follow the Lord.
有的是叫人被绊倒的。
And some will be stumbling block.
但是基督的爱都胜过这些，
But the love of Christ passes of all these.
因为基督的爱是测不透的，是极其极大的丰富的。
For the love of Christ is passes knowledge, which is so rich.
所以，如果我们一直看圣徒在一起之间的困难问题，我们就停步不前。
Therefore, if we only look at the difficulty and issues among the saints, then we will stop and not moving forward.
但是我们如果是在祷告中去支取基督的爱，并且是那一个测不透的爱，一直充满我们。
But if in prayers we keep receiving, asking for the love of Christ to fill us, and which is the love that passes knowledge to fill us.
那这样不但个人被充满，教会也要被充满。
Then not only individually will be filled, but also church will be filled.
充满基督的爱，也充满神自己。
Filled with the love of Christ and also filled with God himself.
那它带来的结果就是这个神的旨意要成就的，是会超过我们所求所想的成就。
Then the result will be that God's will be abundantly above, exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think.
所以这些成就的过程有神的大能大力在当中。
And in the process of such fulfillment of God's will, has God's power and work in this.
我们知道在第三章这里讲到的能力至少有三个方面。
There are at least three aspects of the power which mentioned in chapter 3.
一个是持定的能力，就是能够连于宝座，连于头，连于基督，连于神自己的能力。
That is the power that can be persistent, which is can be connect to the throne, connect to the head, connect to Christ, connect to God himself.
另外就是神允许我们经历各种的情况，那每一种情况都需要有能力，都要让神的得胜彰显在当中。这里有一个全备的能力来在我们身上。
And then also there's this perfect power that's on us. That is when God allows us to go through all kinds of circumstances, we can overcome all those.
所以什么时候，如果我们遇到一些情况，让我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系失去了在主里面需要有的关系，那就是那个能力在我们身上没有达到我们身上。
So therefore, whenever we experience some circumstances that we have issues with brothers and sisters, and that means this perfect power is not upon us.
所以我们不怕有什么我们承受不了的问题和情况临到我们。
Therefore, we are not afraid if there's any circumstances or problems that come upon us.
但是神呢，全备的能力如果没有在我们身上，那我们就要怕了。
But we shall be afraid if the perfect power of God is not upon us.
因为靠着我们自己，没有一个人可以经过或者胜过那些。
Because by ourselves, there's no one can go through and overcome these.
所以当我们觉得来不及的时候，我们的祷告就会往更深去。
Therefore, when we feel that we cannot catch up, when we fall short, then our prayers will go deeper.
当我们来不及的时候，我们就需要在祷告中，在亲近主中，再重新被荣耀的主所遇见。
When we feel we fall short and cannot catch up, then in our prayer life and in our drawing close to the Lord, we shall once again be come before the glorious God.
当我们真的被他遇见的时候，我们活在基督的身体里面，就是何等的真实，也是何等的享受，也是何等的荣耀。
And when we truly met by God, and when we live in among the body of Christ, then it's so glorious and also enjoyable.
所以我们如果真是得到那全备的能力，并且还有第三个能力，就是神运行的大能，就是他在每一种情况会工作，他是神在那里做工的那个能力。
And there's another third power, which is the power of God's working, which is when he's doing all the work.
所以有这些诸般的能力，他就会在教会中也在基督里面得到荣耀。
Therefore, with all those different powers, then he will receive glory in church.
所以这个祷告是从荣耀的神开始，是看见神的荣耀开始。然后呢，却是神的荣耀要借着教会彰显出去。
Therefore, this prayer starts from God and seeing the glory of God, and also the glory of God will be manifested through church.
所以这是一个非常宝贵的事。
So this is something very precious.
特别我们现在距离主的再来越来越近的时候，
Actually, now the time of Lord's return is so near.
我们实在需要求主一面开启我们，一面求主带领我们进入这一类的祷告。
Truly, we need the Lord on one hand, open us up. On the other hand, pray the Lord will bring us to enter in such prayer.
也许我们从来都不觉得我们有负担。
It might be we never feel we have the burden.
那如果这是主的心意，愿主亲自把负担给我们。
But if this is the Lord's will, may He give us such burden.
那在以弗所书1到3章里面讲到诸般的荣耀。
And in Book of Ephesians chapter 1 to 3, it talks about the manifold glory.
我们提到这是得着儿子名分。
So we talk about it's received the sonship.
我们不单是儿女，我们要得着儿子的名分。
We are not only children, but we have to receive sonship.
我们不但有儿子名分的地位，我们应当要真正的得着儿子的名分。
Not only we have the position as sons, but we shall truly have sonship.
这不单是神得到荣耀，我们也成为那个荣耀发表的器皿。
Not only God receives the glory, but also we become the vessel for the manifestation of God's glory.
我们也提过，神使一切所有的在基督里面同归于一，这是神荣耀的彰显。
And also, we have mentioned that God led all things in together in one in Christ Jesus, which is the manifestation of God's glory.
我们如果看懂了这件事，我们会心里十分欢喜的，能够在神成就这样工作当中有份。
If we understand this, then we shall be so joyful that we are part of this God's glorious work.
我们不但在这个当中有份，我们也是在这过程中看见神他招聚、他收聚改变的大能，在各方面大大的彰显，显出他的荣耀。
Not only we should be joyful to partake this, but we should be very glad to see that God, the power of God of gathering together and change all things together, which manifests His glory.
神要把我们带进荣耀，是借着圣灵的。
It is through the Holy Spirit for God to bring us into glory.
所以，他是今天我们在地上的时候，他让我们就有圣灵的印记。
Therefore, as we are still on the earth, he let us have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们行事为人，可以让别人感觉到我们所做的、所说的，是不是有圣灵给我们有个圣灵的记号在当中。
Therefore, our walk, our deeds can let other people feel what we say, what we do, whether there's the seal of the Holy Spirit upon us.
就是我们自己，神也让我们可以能够有把握，就是圣灵在我们里面做凭据、做质。
Even to ourselves, God let us have the assurance that this is the Holy Spirit being the seal and earnest within us.
这是荣耀的，也是要把我们带进到荣耀里面去。
This is glorious and also will bring us into glory.
那第四个方面就是，神是荣耀的神。
And the fourth point is that God is the God of glory.
我们的父是荣耀的父，
Our Father is the Father of glory.
所以我们应当来到天父面前，是在满满的被他的荣耀所充满、所吸引。
Therefore, we shall come before the Father and completely, totally being filled and also drawn by His glory.
那因为有这个吸引，所以我们认识天父，我们里面应该是充满了无限量的动力。
Because of this attraction, therefore, when we know the Heavenly Father, we should be full of motivation.
因为有这个动力，我们不会觉得圣徒在一起聚集的时候，认识神、认识父，是一件枯燥的事情。
Because we have such motivation, therefore, when all the saints gather together to know God, know the Father, it's not something boring.
因为你每一次多一点认识的时候，你就多看见一点天父的荣耀。
Because every time when you have more understanding, then you will see the glory of the Father even more.
你多看见一点天父的荣耀，你对他的呼召就越来越加的明亮。 越来越加的清楚。
And the more of the glory of the Father you see, then you are even more clear and understand the calling He has towards you.
所以你看见他呼召，不是只是要叫我们，好像限制我们，他是把我们呼召到荣耀里面去的。
Therefore, such calling is not to limit us, but He calls us into glory.
你不但看到他的呼召，你也看到一同被他呼召的圣徒是荣耀的。
Not only you see His calling, but also you see those who are being called together by Him are also glorious.
所以弟兄姊妹是彼此成全的，是一起进荣耀的。
Therefore, all the brothers and sisters are to perfect one another and to enter into glory together.
而神要成就这个荣耀，就已经借着基督显出他大能的荣耀。
And in order for God to fulfill this glory, then He has already, through Christ, to manifest the riches of His glory.
那个大能的荣耀是叫基督从死里复活，是叫他基督升上高天的。
And this powerful glory has raised Christ from the dead and also make Him ascend to heaven.
他这样的荣耀不是只是一个概念，它是超越一切的荣耀。
This glory is not just a concept, but this surpasses all things.
而且是超越时间的。
And surpasses time.
所以如果我们不跟圣徒在一起，能够进入这个荣耀，你说我们要从这个属地的人要能够进入那个神永远的那样的一个那个天家的那个实际，那就非常困难。
Therefore, if we do not being together with all the saints, then it will be hard for us to go from earthly to enter into the heavenly home of the Father.
所以这个神他这个运行的大能是在教会里面比个人是无限量的丰富的。
Therefore, the working of God's mighty power, which is in church, is surpassing the individuals.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So it's so precious.
那到这是我们看这个在第三章第六节有这么一句话。
In chapter 3, verse 6 says,
他说这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel.
特别注意，同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。
Please pay attention to fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise.
所以一面这个后世这个词，一面讲到是生命这一面，一面也讲到产业这一面。
So the word heirs talks about life, on the other hand talks about inheritance.
那同为一体就是讲到成为基督的身体。
And of the same body talks about become the body of Christ.
所以这里讲到说神把福音给我们，神在基督里福音在我们身上做成的结果，就是我们一同都成为神的后世，同为承受产业的。
Therefore, it talks about that as God has given us Christ, which is the gospel that works among us, so we become fellow heirs, the same body and part, the fellow heirs, which we have inherited the inheritance together.
而且是怎么样说？而且是成为一个身体，这是已经成就的，这是在基督做成的，是已经做成的。
And also of the same body, which is already what Christ has already accomplished.
然后呢，我们一同来接受神的应许。
And together we receive God's promise.
那神的应许呢，可以有几个方面可以我们思考一下。
And there are several aspects of God's promise which we can think about.
第一个呢，我们长远来看，最远的神是把我们带进到新天新地。
And if we look at far long into future, is that God will bring us into new heaven and new earth.
这是在彼得后书第三章里面告诉我们。
That tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3.
然后呢，在前面一点呢，就看到这个 是进入国度。
And before that, we see to enter into the kingdom.
就是主再来的时候，可以与他一同作王。
That is when our Lord returns, we can be king together with him.
所以这个是非常宝贵的事情。
So that is something very precious.
然后在希伯来书又告诉我们说，我们他应许我们有得着永远的产业。
And also in Book of Hebrews tells us that he has promised to receive the eternal inheritance.
所以对我们来讲，承受产业的这个神在我们身上的工作是现在在做的。
Therefore to us, it is God is working in present to make us able to receive inheritance.
不是等我们离开了这个地上，我们的地上的生命结束了，或者是主再来的时候，我们主才要做的。
It's not to be done after we leave the earth or when the Lord returns.
但这是这些这一切呢，都是在基督里面做的。
But all these are being done in Christ.
所以也就是说，我们一定要活在基督里的实际。
Therefore, we must live in the reality of abide in Christ.
所以在哥林多后书第一章二十节说，这个神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says that whatever promise God has, that in Christ is all yes.
所以不但是在基督里，而且要叫我们都靠他，借着他，所以借着他都是实在的。
But not only in Christ, but also through him, by him, therefore it's all yes.
所以这叫我们呢，就神可以因我们可以得荣耀。
Therefore, then God, for because of us, then he can receive the glory.
所以千万不要把应许当作是遥不可及的事情。
Therefore, definitely not think promise is something so far away.
这里告诉我们说，如果我们在基督里接受他的应许，我们靠着他得到这个应许，神的荣耀。
Here tells us that if in Christ we receive such promise, then by him we receive this promise, and therefore God receives the glory.
所以神也是在基督里面坚固我们，坚固众圣徒。
And therefore God also establish us in Christ and establish all the saints.
而且在基督里用圣灵来膏我们。
And also in Christ, he anoints us with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵印我们。
And seal us with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵在我们心里面做凭据。
And he gives us assurance, the deposit, as a guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
然后讲到应许呢，主的话告诉我们说，有生命的应许。
And talking about promise, Lord's words tell us there is the promise of life.
所以应许跟生命是密切相关的。
Therefore, life and promise is very related.
所以要得产业，生命也需要成熟。
Therefore, in order to receive inheritance, life have to become mature.
而且呢，这个老约翰告诉我们，主所应许的呢是永生。
And also John tells us that what God has promised is life eternal.
永生不是将来的事。
Eternal life is something in the future.
永生的应许是在创立世界以前，是在万古以前的。
And the eternal life, the promise of eternal life is already before the foundation of the world.
但是圣徒经历永生呢，是在现在这个时候。
For the saints to experience eternal life at the present time.
所以这是告诉我们，今天我们要走生命的路。
Therefore, tells us that today we shall walk the way of life.
我们需要靠着主，今天就活在永生的生命里面。
That by the Lord, today we have to live in this eternal life.
而且呢，主所应许的是包括今生的跟来生的。
And what our Lord has promised has to do with this life and the life to come.
所以这个今生的，我们至少怎么样说，可以在主面前，可以在他生命的应许里面，也可以进入他安息的应许。
And also in this life that by God's promise in his life, we can also enter into the promise of rest.
我们不能这样讲说，哦，我活在生命里面，但是我却是不能够进入基督的安息。
We cannot say that we live in the life, but we cannot enter into the rest of Christ.
那我如果真的是活在生命里面，那安息那是必定得着的。
If I truly live in this life, then therefore I definitely receive rest.
因为圣灵是把生命跟平安给我们的。
For the Holy Spirit gives us life and peace.
不但如此，他把安息给我们，他把神的性情做在我们身上。
Not only he gives us rest, but also he works the character and nature of God in us.
所以他是给我们有基督的性格坐在我们身上。
So he works the nature of Christ unto us.
他要把我们引到一个地步，我们甚至可以得着生命的冠冕。
And he will guide us to the point that we can even receive the crown of life.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
Therefore, it's something very precious.
然后呢，他说我们要得着这个呢，就跟神的旨意是密切相关的。
And then he says that we shall receive all these has very much to do with God's will.
所以我们不但要明白神的旨意，我们更需要行，而且行完神的旨意就可以得着所应许的。
Therefore, not only we shall understand God's will, but we shall walk and finish walk God's will. Then we can receive what is being promised.
在这个过程中需要信心，在这个过程中需要忍耐。
In such process, we need faith and also endurance.
所以我们没有，我们缺少信心的，我们需要到神面前祷告。
Therefore, those of us lack faith, we shall come pray before God.
我们需要将自己奉献给主。
We need to offer ourselves to the Lord.
凭我们自己是没有忍耐的。
By ourselves, we definitely have no endurance.
而且仇敌是诡诈的。
And also, enemy is so deceiving.
仇敌知道我们没有忍耐，所以他就用各种的方式来挑动我们，让我们失去忍耐的时机。
The enemy knows we lack of patience and endurance. Therefore, the enemy uses all kinds of tricks to stir us up and make us lose the reality of having endurance.
但是基督的忍耐，在我们奉献自己。 主要把基督的忍耐做在我们身上。But
if we offer ourselves, then the Lord will work the endurance of Christ upon us.
那在这个过程当中呢，我们需要主怜悯我们。And
in such process, we need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
我们讲这些应许都不是个人的。When
we talk about those promises, it's not individual.
因为神成就这些事都是在基督里。
For God has accomplished all these is in Christ.
也是在他的教会里,
and also in his church.
所以我们需要主开我们的心眼,
therefore, we need the Lord to open our inner eyes.
我们需要主帮助我们能够我们的心能够达到那个认识能够达到神怎么看教会, 我们也是那样的方式来看教会。
And we need the Lord to help us so that how God sees the church, so we can see it in the same view as God.
那神怎样看重每一位圣徒，我们也应当同样的看重每一位圣徒。And
how God treasures each saint, we shall also do the same.
所以我们跟圣徒之间有一个特殊的关系，就是要同得应许。
That is so, we have a very special relationship with all the saints, that is to become fellow heirs.
所以我们要同盟应许，要同得应许，这个是一个非常实际的事情，但是需要里面的眼睛被开启。
Oh, that is to partake of his promise. So therefore, in order to partake his promise, our inner eye should be open, which is very real.
所以一个真正的 朝向神的应许走的人，他不会是一个自私的人。
Therefore, if someone who truly walks toward the promise of God, he should not be selfish.
如果我们真正是看懂了，或真正明白神他借他的话告诉我们说，我们要同盟应许，要同得这个应许， 那我们不会是一个自私的人。
Therefore, if we truly understand what God means by we shall be partakers of His promise, then we will not be selfish.
我们也不会走自己的路。
And we will not walk our own ways.
因为这是除了基督以外，我们根本就不知道路在哪里。
Because apart from Christ, we don't even know what the way is.
但是同得应许，同蒙应许，这是达到完全，是必须的一个需要。
But to be partakers of his promise, this is a necessity for us to become perfect.
那所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
那神也告诉我们说，他所应许的，他一定，他必能做成。
And God also tells us that what he has promised, he shall fulfill.
所以神的话不但是安定在天。
God's words are not only establishing heaven.
神说有就有，命立就立。
And God commands everything come into being. He commands everything stands.
神不会因为我们的失败，他荣耀的心也不会成就的。
It would not be because we fail that His glorious will cannot be fulfilled.
我们可能使他的时间耽延了，但是他荣耀的心意，他会借着他这个。可以愿意让他成就的器皿来真正的成就。
We might delay his time, but he will still fulfill his glorious will through those vessels who are willing.
所以这个同为后世，同为一体，同蒙应许，这是一宝贵的事情。
Therefore, it's very precious to be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise.
但这却不是只单单为了教会。
But it's not only for the church.
我们再看这个以弗所书三章第九节啊。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9.
他说又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神的奥秘，神里的奥秘是如何安排的。然后第十节说为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
所以借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在就认识神的各种智慧。
Therefore, it's by the church so that to make all the principalities and powers in heavenly places to know right now the manifold wisdom of God.
那这里我们看到是天上执政掌权的。
Here we see it's the principalities and power in heavenly places.
其实这些天上执政掌权的今天也影响到地上的执政掌权的。
All those principalities and powers in heavenly places also influence those principalities and powers on earth.
所以你会看到教会在神的眼光中是何等的荣耀，何等的高。
So you will see that church in God's eyes is so glorious and very high.
就着属灵的实际来讲，教会并不在任何地上执政掌权的之下。而是在他的上面。
According to the spiritual reality, church is not under any principalities and powers on earth. It's actually above.
所以不但是这样子，连天上的执政掌权的现在都要受教于教会所经历的。
And not only that, but the principalities and powers in heavenly places right now shall be taught by what church is experiencing.
所以你就知道我们为着教会，为着这个教会的祷告是何等的需要主教导我们。
Therefore, how much we need the Lord to teach us how to pray for the church.
我们何等需要主不断的开我们眼睛。
How much we need the Lord to continue open our eyes.
那关于这个同为后世，同为一体，同盟不应许，怎样神借着教会成就这个来让天上执政掌权的现在就得知神百般的智慧。
And also, how can God through the church, using the fellow heirs, same body, and partaker of his promise, in order to make known now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, know the manifold wisdom of God? It has several aspects in order for church to become perfect.
这是从以弗所书第三章发现的。And
that's been discovered from Ephesians chapter 3.
我想因为时间的缘故,我不一定能够讲完。Because
of time, I might not be able to finish.
那我先把这个几方面需要蒙恩的,几方面需要得着的那个重点先提一下。
I would just mention some key points of what we should receive.
第一个需要恩典。First,
we need grace.
第二个需要能力。Second,
we need power.
第三个需要认识神的管理。Third,
we need to know the government of God.
第四个需要神的光照。And
fourth, we need the light of God.
第五个需要神的智慧。
And fifth, we need the wisdom of God.
那我们来看,
First, let's look at grace.
神的要求越高,
the higher the requirement of God is, then the greater grace from God.
神的荣耀彰显的过程中,
in the process of God's glory to be manifested, then God also provides his grace unlimited. To us.
但是我们看恩典，我们却不能好像看一个事件或一个物件来看。But
we cannot see grace as some incidents or a material.
恩典其实就是基督自己。Grace
is Christ Himself.
就是主耶稣基督他自己。It's
our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们如果跟他的关系是正常的，那我们就很容易的尝到。
If our relationship with him is normal, then it's very easy for us to taste and enter into the grace.
但如果我们跟他的关系不正常，不活在信心里面，我们就会从恩典中坠落。But
if our relationship with him is abnormal and we do not live in faith, then we fall from grace.
所以真正活在恩典里面的是基督在我们生命中作王。
Therefore, when we truly live in the grace, that is, Christ is the King in our life.
所以基督在生命中作王,这不是个口号,这是一个生命的,一个生活的实际。Therefore,
for Christ to be the King in our lives, this is not a slogan, this is the reality of life.
因为主耶稣他完成的救赎,所以叫我们称义得生命。
Because our Lord Jesus, he has accomplished the salvation, therefore we are justified and receive life.
因为主耶稣他的顺服神,顺服天父,所以呢,我们呢,就可以成为一个,不但成为义人,而且有这个顺服神的这个生命性情。
Because our Lord Jesus himself obeyed God of Heavenly Father, therefore not only we are able to obey God, but also we have such virtue and nature of God.
所以顺服神不需要咬牙切齿。
Therefore, to obey God does not need us to grind our teeth.
如果我们是真正活在基督的生命里面，你顺着生命，你就会顺服神。
If we truly live in the life of Christ and we follow this life, then we will obey God.
虽然我们有肉体的这些的搅动，但是呢。 你如果是顺服圣灵，就会像基督一样顺服神。Even
though we are being stirred up by flesh, but if we do obey the Holy Spirit, then we will obey just like our Lord obeys the Father.
我们得救之后，主不是把我们放在一个温室里面。When
after we believe the Lord, Lord did not just put us in this greenhouse.
其实我们常常想把自己放在温室里面。Actually,
we often would like to put ourselves in the greenhouse.
所以我们呢，常常好像就是用自己的方法，要把自己放在一个类似温室的环境。Therefore,
we often use our own ways to put ourselves in such placed in such circumstances similar to the greenhouse.
但常常我们这个呢，就让自己经历好多可能不是我们愿意经历到的东西。
But then the result is that we make ourselves experience many things which we would not want to experience.
对旧的现实的情况，我们仍然在满了罪恶的环境的这样的一个现实的环境中。
In reality, we are still under all the circumstances that's full of sins.
但是呢，主却他的恩典就是叫我们经历到，就是说罪在哪里显多，恩典就更多。
But our Lord let us experience that where sins abound, so the grace abound even more.
这个话不是叫我们多多犯罪，
But this does not tell us to sin more.
这个话是告诉我们，我们所处的环境到处都有罪的诠释，罪的那些活动。
This is to tell us the environment we are in, everywhere are full of the power of things and its activities.
但是因为基督在我们生命中作王，
But because Christ being king in our lives,
所以他的恩典就远远超过罪那些，在很多的地方，主就是在那里能够得胜。
therefore his grace far exceeding even though there are a lot of sins, and therefore our Lord overcomes.
所以主是叫我们能够借着恩典，在恩典当中走在。义路走在对的状态下，让义作王，所以呢，进入那个基督生命的那个宝贵的实际。
Therefore, the Lord enables us that we're able to walk in the right way, in the righteous way, so that to enter into that our Lord is the King on the throne.
严格说来，如果我们不是一个在基督作王的经历太多的人，我们很难把。基督是恩典，这样的一个实际传给别人。
Strictly speaking, if we don't have much experience that Christ is the King in our life, then it's very hard for us to preach Christ as the King to others.
但神却是要我们能够丰富的经历基督在我们生命中作王。
But God would like us to abundantly experience that Christ is the King in our life.
然后呢，到一个地步呢。神的恩典在我们身上可以满溢出来，
Then to the point that the grace of God will outflow from us.
因为我们经历神的恩典太丰富了。
Because it's so abundant that we experience the grace of God.
不但丰富了，而且我们开始可以明白，
Not only abundant, but we start to understand.
不但在经历中明白，在生命性情上，好像也在我们里面成为一个生命的实际。
Not only understand through experience, but also in our nature, in our life, that it become a reality in us.
然后神就把这个恩典分出去的这个职分赐给他可以给的人。
Then God will give us that we can part this grace to this ministry of parting the grace to those who he can entrust.
保罗写以弗所书，他在第三章就告诉我们，告诉以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他就是神的恩典在他身上太丰富了。然后呢，他成为神借着他把神的恩典分配出去的。那样的一个器皿，
Paul in chapter 3 of book Ephesians tells us that because God's grace in him is so abundant, therefore he become the vessel that can part the grace to others.
所以弟兄姊妹之间就常常就能够尝到神的恩典。
Therefore, brothers and sisters can often taste God's grace.
为什么保罗有这样的能力？
Why does Paul have such ability?
因为。保罗得到神的启示是极其丰富的。
For because Paul has received such abundance of God's revelation.
而且这个启示使得他有一个特殊的认识，是在他生命中跟他生命结合在一起的。
And this revelation makes it so unique, it's so connected to his life.
这个认识就是认识福音的奥秘，也是基督的奥秘。
And this knowing is to know the mystery of the gospel, which is the mystery of Christ.
神的奥秘就是基督，那基督的奥秘呢，是教会。
The mystery of God is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is church.
这需要神在我们身上够深的工作，这个在我们里面才能够逐渐越来越明亮的能够认识，而且能够把这个传递出去。
This we need the work of God among us, therefore that we can give out this even more in depth.
所以他才这样的缘故成为福音的执事。
And therefore, because of this, he became the minister of gospel.
所以这个执事是神的执事。
This ministry is God's ministry.
所以他是神的仆人。
And he is the servant of God.
所以他是神的仆人，所以呢，他把不但把恩典带进来，要把基督测不透的丰富能够带进来。
And because he's the minister of God, and therefore not only he will bring in the grace of God, but he will also bring in the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以这是很宝贵的。
This is so precious.
所以我们实在是需要主帮助我们在恩典的经历能够更上一层楼。
Therefore, we truly need the Lord to help us. We can experience grace even more.
那这个能力也是很特别的。
And so is the power very special.
这个能力不是只是解决我们这些日常生活一些需要的能力而已。
This power does not only resolve the issues in our daily lives.
这个能力呢，是要叫我们能够同做后事，能够同为一个身体，能够同蒙应许。
And this power enables us to become fellow heirs, the same body and partakers of his promise.
同做后事这个概念很容易。
It's an easy concept for being fellow heirs.
但是活在同做后事的这个实际就需要这些助办的能力。
But in order to live in the reality of fellow heirs,Then it needs manifold of power.
同为一个身体也很容易明白。
It's easy to understand about the same body.
但是要活在同为一个身体的实际，那我们就要被神的诸般的能力所充满。
But in order to live in the reality of the same body, then we shall be filled by the manifold power of God.
否则我们就宁愿过一个离开这个身体的生活，而不在这个身体的交通里面。
Otherwise, we would rather just live a life that's apart from the body and we are not within the fellowship with the body.
那可以说是一个原因，就是神的能力在我们身上不够丰富。
Then this can be a reason because God's power upon us is not abundant enough.
我们很容易就被地上的其他的能力给拖走了。
It's very easy for us to drag on by other powers on earth.
但是神确实是这样的应这样的恩待我们，他有诸般的能力，要叫我们能够有这样的有这样的有这样的有有这样的实际，可以活在同一个身体里面。
But it's the reality that God has this manifold power, then that we can live out in such reality.
所以同盟应许也是要需要诸般的能力。
And therefore, to be partakers of His promise also needs such manifold power.
应许不是唱高调。
This promise is not to talk about something so high.
应许是要叫我们有前面的路可以走。
Promise is to give us the way to walk on.
就像以色列人出埃及，他们去的地方是神应许的地方一样。
Just like when Israelites out of Egypt, the place they enter in is God's promise.
所以我们如果不是能够进入同为后世同为一体同盟应许，我们在做这个福音的执事上面就会有很多缺失。
If we cannot enter into become the fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise, then when we minister gospel, we will fall short.
那我们就很难让天上执政掌权的能看到神在我们身上有多大的工作。
Then it would be so hard for us to show unto the principalities and power in heavenly places to know how great is the work that God has on us.
那我们需要另外一方面，第三，我们需要知道神对他的奥秘的管理。
And third, we have to know the God's government for his mystery.
所以他神是有他奇妙的管理。
God has his amazing government.
因为神在我们身上要成就的是非常大的事情。
for what God will accomplish on us is very big.
几个方面我想是可以提醒一下弟兄姊妹就知道。
So there are several aspects I can remind brothers and sisters.
一个是我们是神所耕种的田地。
First, we are the land being tilled by God.
所以我们所遭遇的各种的情况背后有神在掌控这些。
Therefore, for all the circumstances we encounter, behind all these is God in control.
所以千万不要觉得我们所遇到的事情好像都是一个没有意义的一个巧合。
Therefore, definitely do not think that whatever we encounter are just something coincidence which are not meaningful.
就是连我们还没有信主的时候，主他这个让我们在他主宰的权柄里面，他为了让我们信主，他为了让我们认识主，他也安排很多让我们去经历的。
Even before we believe the Lord, under His sovereignty, because in order for us to know Him, therefore He allows us to go through many things.
那今天我们是称为神的儿女，我们是神工作的田地，做耕种的田地。
And because today we are God's children, therefore we are this farmland which God tills.
那另外来讲，我们也是神所建造的房屋。
And also we are the house that God builds.
那我们需要把自己放在神的手上。Therefore,
we should offer ourselves unto God's hand.
当我们愿意把自己放在神的手上，我们就可以把自己摆在弟兄姊妹当中。When
we are willing to put ourselves unto God's hands, then we are willing to let God to put us among brothers and sisters.
如果我们把自己放在神的手上，这样的情形有保留。
If we still save something from us being completely commit ourselves to God's hands,
那我们在弟兄姊妹当中也有很多保留。
Then we also be reserved among brothers and sisters.
我相信我这一提，弟兄姊妹自己都知道。
I think as I mentioned this, then brothers and sisters all are aware.
我们自己在神面前有没有保留，神知道，我知道。
Whether we still reserve something before the Lord, God knows and also we know.
我们在弟兄姊妹当中有没有保留，弟兄姊妹不一定知道，但我知道。
Whether we reserve something before the brothers and sisters, even though brothers and sisters might not know, but we know ourselves.
所以但是这里说神是，我们是神所建造的房屋。
But here it says that we are the house built by God.
他是用基督 在我们身上做建造,
and he built us by Christ.
这是神管理的权柄,
and that's the government authority by of God.
当然在这个希伯来书12章讲到管教，也是这个方面。
So is Book of Hebrews chapter 12 talk about discipline.
另外一方面我们就是需要得神的光照。
On the other hand, we also need to be enlightened by God.
这个光照是叫我们可以明白的。
This enlightened is for us to understand.
要明白什么呢?
To understand what?
明白基督的奥秘。
To understand the mystery of Christ.
所以在保罗在这个第三章里面讲到这个明白是非常非常的重大的明白。
So when Paul mentions about this understanding in chapter 3, which is a great understanding.
他说这件事情啊，是在以前的世代没有人知道的。He
said this is something that not made known in previous generations.
所以你如果认识神的奥秘是基督，基督的奥秘是教会，这个在以前的世代是没有人知道的。Therefore,
if you know that the mystery of God is Christ, the mystery of Christ is church, in the past generation, nobody understood this.
但是今天神借着圣灵在圣徒身上
But today, through the Holy Spirit, God has revealed this unto the saints.
对这个光照产生启示,
through this enlightening, there is the revelation.
他不但给圣使徒，给先知，也给我们。
Not only He gives to the saints, to the apostles, to the prophets, but also give to us.
所以这个我们所明白的事情。 如果从整个历史来看的话，它是在历代以来被隐藏的。So
therefore, what we understand, if we look at from history, this is has been hidden in all generations.
所以你知道，你今天若能明白基督的奥秘，这是大事情。
So today, if you can understand the mystery of Christ, this is something so big.
那你如果能够在基督的奥秘里面被成全，这是宇宙中，这是神的创造当中，是一个极大极大的事情。
And if you can be perfect in the mystery of Christ, then under the creation in universe, this is something so great.
因为他说这个是神创造万物神里面的奥秘，是创造者的奥秘。
For this is the mystery of the creator.
那他所定的这个旨意呢，是在基督里面完成的。
And his will is to be accomplished in Christ.
所以超越一切我们可以想象的，
Therefore, it's far exceeding all things we can imagine.
所以我们实在是需要眼睛被开启。
Therefore, truly our eyes has to be opened.
就像在马太福音里面，在耶利哥城门口的两个瞎子，
Just like in Book of Matthew mentioned about the in the city of Jericho, the two blind men.
他在那里，主耶稣靠近那里的时候，他就在大声的求主。医治他，求主怜悯他。
When our Lord walked close there, then the blind people cried out so loudly, asked the Lord to have mercy and heal them.
那旁边的人呢、啊？门徒啊，都在制止他。
And the disciples all rebuked him.
但是主就走到那两个瞎子前面，
But our Lord walked toward the two blind men
问他们说：“你要什么？”
and asked them, What would you like?
他们就说我们要看见，
They say, We want to see.
就我们需要蒙光照，
So we need to be enlightened.
不但外面的眼睛看见，里面眼睛看见。
Not only our fleshly eyes can see, but also our inner eyes can see.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
所以主若怜悯我们，我们有看见，我们在祷告上就会照着看见，一直往宝座去。
Therefore, if the Lord has mercy upon us and we can see, therefore, then in our prayers, we see and then we go toward the throne.
可能我们的实际还差很远，
It might be we fall short of the reality.
但是我们现在开始看见了，
But now we start to see.
而且看见越来越清楚。
And even more and more clearly we see.
我们就照着荣耀的主，他向我们显现，叫我们看见的。
Then, according to what the glorious Lord revealed to us and let us see,
他在他的基督的身体里面所要成就的，到底是什么东西，让我们所看见的？
then he would let us see that what exactly he will accomplish in the body of Christ.
我们做有深度、有功效，而且能够宝座悦纳的祷告。
So we can pray in depth, effectively, and also the prayer that can be accepted by the throne.
所以同为后嗣、同为一体、同盟应许，是一件重大的事情。
Therefore, it is something so great to be fellow heirs, the same body, and partakers of his promise.
这不但要把圣徒带到荣耀里面去，
This not only brings the saints into glory.
它也是这个让一切天上执政掌权的看见神百般的智慧。
And this also led all the principalities and power in heavenly places to see the manifold wisdom of God.
所以我们需要神的智慧，
So we need the wisdom of God.
我们需要走十字架道路，让神的智慧成为我们的智慧。
We need to walk on the way of the cross to make the wisdom of God become ours.
我们需要经历神的恩典到一个地步，我们有因为神的恩典在我们身上丰富所产生的那个神智慧的实际。
We need to experience the grace of God to the point that we have the reality of this wisdom of God on us.
我们需要神的能力在我们身上做工到一个地步，我们在对于神所允许我们这一个面临的各种的情况，神的智慧能彰显。
We need the power of God to work on us to the point that when we encounter all kinds of circumstances that God allows to encounter, then the wisdom of God can be manifested.
我们需要，因为神在我们身上做耕种的工作，因为神在我们身上做建造的工作，因为神在我们身上做管教的工作，我们产生神的智慧在我们身上是真实的。
We need the Lord because He's doing the tilling work on us, building work on us, and also the discipline work on us. Therefore, the wisdom of God become reality on us.
我们也需要一个积极的、不断的被光照、不断的看见荣耀的神，以至于他的智慧成为我的智慧。
And we need to be proactively, without ceasingly being enlightened and also being worked upon, and therefore his wisdom become ours.
这些都有个人经历的层面，
All these have individual experiences.
但是它许多的成全是在这个团体的成全的。
But to be perfect, become perfect, is to be perfect in corporately.
所以这叫我们能够看见，我们一起过教会生活，这是一件极荣耀的事情。
Therefore, all these show us that be able to live the church life is so glorious.
教会的祷告不应该是贫乏的。
The prayers of church should not be something boring.
教会的祷告应该是向着荣耀去的。
The prayers of church should be toward glory.
教会的祷告是受神荣耀的吸引，而且向着荣耀去的。
The prayer of church is being drawn by the glory of God and toward glory.
教会的祷告是在神的能力的托住底下而经历，而把神的能力大能能够释放出来的。
The prayer of church is being uplifted by the glory of God and can be released, fully release the glory of God.
不但祷告的人先蒙主的怜悯，蒙主的恩典。
Not only those who pray, find the grace of God.
主先让一起聚集的圣徒先尝到主恩的滋味。
And also those saints who gather together first taste the goodness of the Lord.
那主也让他的这个心意能够成全到这个他要成全的范围。
And also the Lord would let his will to be fulfilled to the places would like he it can be fulfilled.
让他可以成全到永远的那个荣耀。不但在教会中，而且是往外出去的。
So the glory which can be achieved eternally, not only in church, but also even outside.
我们一起仰望主在我们身上，照他的旨意带领我们。
Let's look upon the Lord together that he can continue to lead us according to his will.
主，我们感谢你，你的
Lord,
话是超过人所能讲的。
your words far exceeding what man can say.
人和话语是贫乏的，
Man's words are so limited.
但是你圣灵的启示、圣灵的工作是无限量的。
But the revelation and work of your Holy Spirit is unlimited.
求你宝血遮盖所说的话，
May your precious blood covers the words spoken.
求你捆绑恶者一切对你教会的攻击。
May you bind all the work of enemy that attacks your church.
求你亲自。在你的教会，在众圣徒身上赐下恩典，
Pray that you give the grace to all the saints and in church.
求你带你的儿女，带领教会进入你能力的时机。
Pray that you guide your children and also the church to enter into a reality of your power.
求你带领你的教会进入受你管理的时机。
Pray that you guide your church to enter into a reality of being governed by you.
求你带领你的教会。能够赐给你的教会大大的光照，使你的教会能够发出光来。
Pray that you can greatly enlighten your church so your church can shine the light.
求你借着你的教会彰显你的智慧，
Through your church, may your wisdom be revealed.
使天上执政掌权的现在就可以知道神百般的智慧。
So the principalities and power in heavenly places can know the manifold wisdom of God right now.
愿你亲自超过我们所求所想的来成就。
May you fulfill all these far exceeding what we can imagine and ask.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen。